Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, I'm your host for these daily challenges, and today's Thursday, when we try to apply something we've been exploring all week to our busy commuting lives. We're looking today at how Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This contradicts a lot of what we're used to seeing in our world, where people, religious or not, run around doing good things in order to get noticed, or to advertise something, or to somehow be rewarded, either in this life, or maybe they think they'll be rewarded in the next. We're used to people doing what appears to be selfless for very selfish reasons, and we can get a little jaded about that. We can even be used to Christians doing that. However, we have to notice what Jesus really said here. Told his followers to let your light shine before others. Yes, be out in the world, bring light to the world, do good for others. But you'll note the reason he says to do that is not to be rewarded ourselves, not to be noticed ourselves, but rather he says it's to give glory to our Father in heaven. This describes a world we're not used to. It's part of our history, but it's not necessarily part of what we know today. I was reminded of this recently in the election of a new Liberal leader for the Ontario Provincial Liberal Party. I saw in the newspaper a quote from Dalton McGuinty, actually went back to 1994, where he said, "Most forget that our first schools, universities, hospitals are all forerunners to our modern social programs. They were not run or even funded by government. These services were provided by individual volunteers and charitable organizations." In many ways, he was talking about the church. He was talking about Christians who created those first hospitals, universities, and schools, particularly in our country and in our province of Ontario. These were mostly church-run institutions, and I'm not saying they were perfect. Many of them were far from it. But they were, at their core, at their very best, intended to give glory to God. When people brought glory to themselves or their institution, they were missing the point, and they were drifting from their original purpose. Because God loves his creatures, when we care for them, when we care for others who are hurting, we give glory to God by caring for whom he cares about. When we show we noticed and care about who God cares about, it's all part of that polishing process, beginning to reflect God more clearly. God cares about people, and so as we learn to follow him, we learn to care for people too. When we do good works, it shows people who God is, and shows that God cares about his beloved creation. It's part of this double reflection, where at once we see the world through God's light, and the world sees God. We're supposed to reflect both ways. Help God's light get into the world, and help people in the world see God's light. When people see us, we want them to see through us to God. When we do good works, we don't want to see people looking back at us, pointing at ourselves and saying, "Look at me, look what I did." Rather, we want our finger to be pointing at God, showing them why we care, because God cares. So my assignment for you today, my challenge, is to do something good today, to care for somebody else in your life, where you are guaranteed to get no credit whatsoever. I don't want you to just do it for today, but this is just a start. And then make this an everyday part of your life. It'll be humbling, but it'll also be a polishing experience, where God is gradually polishing you to look more and more like him, as you point your finger at him whenever you do good. Well, have a great day putting that into practice. I'll see you tomorrow.